The Gap Theory. Does it matter?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Well, Ken, because of things like the Scofield Reference Bible and other texts, there are many Christians who believe in the idea of a gap theory. Does it really matter if Christians accept it?
Well, first, let me explain the gap theory. The idea was developed in the 1800s by church leaders who didn't know what to do with what some scientists were saying about millions of years of history. So they popularized the idea that there was a gap of time between the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1. Now, into this gap, they put a previous creation that was destroyed, which would help them explain the fossil record of millions of years, supposedly. According to this view, God then recreated the world in 6 days. But there are many major problems with this view, including the fact that the gap theory allows for death before Adam's sin, which is so contrary to Scripture. Even though the gap theorists believe in creation, the danger of their view is that they've based their beliefs from outside of Scripture. They've accepted the secular belief in millions of years and tried to fit this into the Bible. This view teaches people that you can begin outside the Bible and accept man's fallible theories and use them to interpret the word of the infallible Creator. No, God created everything in 6 days. There's no room for a gap.
Ken has written a fascinating booklet on the topic of death and suffering. He'll show you that you can't have millions of years of death before Adam appeared. Read the booklet at AnswersRadio.com.